Did you know that according to science and your grandmother, you are a star? In fact, more than that, according to the smartest scientists on the planet, you are a superstar. Someone is probably thinking, finally somebody sees me. Seriously, NASA astronomers and planetary scientists have discovered that nearly all the elements in the human body, right down to the carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen atoms, are the very same elements that make up stars. Scientists also believe that it's very likely that there are a whole bunch of different stars that have contributed to the elements found in every human who has ever lived. See, your grandmother was right. You are a superstar. For those of us who follow Jesus, this is nothing new. The Apostle Paul, one of the most highly educated people in the first century and who authored a lot of the New Testament, wrote that followers of Jesus will shine like the stars in the sky. But what does that even mean? First, think about the contrast of all we are witnessing and experiencing today. We only have to consider a few examples from the last 4 years to understand just how desperately our world needs light. A global pandemic, racial and political unrest, economic instability, scandals inside and outside the church, mass shootings. Not exactly light and breezy, right? What Paul was suggesting to first century Jesus followers in Philippi, and to you and me thousands of years later, was that God created you to shine. Anyone and everyone who follows Jesus should live our lives in such a way that we shine like stars to the people around us. If you've ever had a parent or a teacher or a family member ever tell you that they want you to be on your best behavior when you're out in public or on your way to visit your grandparents or a friend's house, then you know what I mean. It's not that these people only want you to behave during that specific time. They actually want you to behave all the time. You know that what they really want is for you to behave well every day. You can stand out and shine in your classrooms, in your home, at your job, in the theater cast, marching band, or on your team by the way you bring light and hope into your world. And this happens by how we act toward others, how we speak, the way we encourage, comfort, and welcome others, by the way we're supportive, by the way we care. And in a world that seems like it's filled with arguing, complaining, chaos, it's easy to see why people who are cooperative, accepting, helpful, and consistent would stand out and shine like stars in the sky, right? But while it's easy to say, it's so much harder to do in our everyday lives. So how do we consistently bring light into any and every space we walk into? Well, we can start with a little deductive reasoning. Let's just put two and two together for a second. One of the first followers of Jesus named John said that God is light. In him, there's no darkness at all. John's implication is that the essence of God is light. Light is who God is. Next, the Genesis narrative says that you and I have been created in the image of God. That means then that since we are created in the image of God and God is light, then God's light is a part of who we are too. In fact, this is exactly how Jesus described us when he said, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden." Obviously, an ancient city set on a hill would be noticeable in the daylight, and especially at night if it were lit up with fires, candles, and oil lamps. Elevated cities in the first century were used to communicate to other cities. Bonfires would often be set to signal a new month or the beginning of a religious festival. We're not sure which particular city Jesus was referring to, but some people think he may have been referring to the city of Safat or Safed, Israel's highest city at 3,000 feet above sea level. Safat or Safed lies north of the Sea of Galilee and is 20 miles northwest of Tiberias, the main town on the lake. So keep that in mind. You and I are the light of the world, like illuminated cities elevated in the hills for all to see. We are lights in the hills. God created you to shine. But Jesus didn't leave it there. He went on to explain how we are lights in the world. He told us to let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. So, and don't miss this, it's our good deeds that bring light into the world. And more than that, when we bring light into the world, we are reflecting the image of God. And our good deeds also point people to God, which is something we'll unpack a little more in week 3 of this series. It's through our words and actions that we are able to shine a light into the darkness of the world. And in the process, we become more like the image of God because God created you to shine. If you've ever been out camping far away from the lights of the city, then you know that the stars in the sky shine brighter, right? A darker sky means that you can see more stars. One of the best places in the world to see stars is Mauna Kea in Hawaii. Mauna Kea means white mountain, primarily because its elevation means there's a constant light dusting of snow in Hawaii. The reason why this area is so important to astronomers is not because the stars are unusually bright here, or because there are more stars than any other parts of the world. It's because this remote location has no light pollution, so the sky is darker. There is no light coming from cities or urban centers anywhere near Mauna Kea, which makes this part of the world especially dark. It's darker here because there is an absence of light. In fact, the night sky is so dark here that it is the home of the Mauna Kea Observatory, the largest research observatory on the Earth. We live in a world that in many ways has an absence of light. There is chaos and conflict all around us. As I mentioned, there is darkness brought on by stress and anxiety and loneliness and isolation. You get that. And this is why it's so important for those of us who are followers of Jesus to let our lights shine, because light shines brightest in the darkest places. So how do we do this on a day-to-day basis? If God created you to shine, then how do we make sure we're making our light shine? The Hebrew word we translate in the Bible as shine is nahar, which means to beam or to radiate. When Jesus said that we should let our good deeds shine out for all to see, the idea is that as Jesus followers, we would radiate the light and the love and the heart of God into the world. And because Jesus told us to let your good deeds shine, there's also an implication of choice, that we can choose to shine or not. We can cover the light of God in us, or we can keep it hidden from others. That's why Jesus said, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden." Jesus' plan for us is to radiate God's grace and peace into a broken and hurting world. And there are a number of ways that we can do that. First, be compassionate. When we show compassion to others, it allows them to feel cared for and valued. This can be one of the simplest and most powerful ways we can shine for God. Next, encourage others. You can let your light shine in the world by being an encourager. You can cheer for people, give a genuine compliment, say a kind word, or send a positive text. Another way to encourage someone is to simply listen to them and be there in their time of need. Then pray for others. When you ask God to open your eyes to people in situations where you can offer prayer, we can bring a lot of hope into the world. Letting someone know that you've been talking to God on their behalf can help them feel valued and seen. And finally, serve others. A really, really practical way to let your light shine is by getting involved in your local community. There are plenty of volunteer opportunities in your local community, and it doesn't take much to find a local nonprofit and ask them, "How can I volunteer my time?" Now, consider these four options. They don't take any money. Some of them don't even take much time, and you can start doing them today, like right away. You can do these in person or digitally. You can do them with your family and with your friends. This is what God has created us for. So the question isn't whether or not we will shine in the darkness of the world. God created you to shine. The question is, how will you shine like stars? How will you shine when you interact with your family and your friends? How will you radiate the light of heaven in the things you post on social media? So, when you head to groups, let me ask you this question. How do you shine like stars?